Jason Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday. It's time now to talk to our buddy Hal Gill of the Nashville Predators. He's presented by Dunkin'. Skillsy, what's up? How are you?
Good, man. I'm doing all right.
Well,
how
I'm
are you guys doing?
Glad to hear that. Hey, good to see you on Sunday. I know that was a cool event, a beer brulee that you and Mace and others put on, but for a good cause for Seven Element.
Yeah, really cool. Yeah, thanks for coming out, Chase. I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, Bearded Iris. You know, that was kind of fun. We, you know, Bearded Iris wanted to do something cool for Veterans Day, and of course, we always want to do something cool for our veterans with Bag Chucker, and so we got together and had a beer brulee. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Oh, it was very good. Definitely good, and even better because it was for a good cause. So glad I could stop by.
I appreciate you, pal.
So I want to start with just kind of a general, not necessarily related to hockey, really sports and you know, all around. But when you were playing in the NHL and, you know, whether you were on a good team or a bad team, how did you address with a guy if you felt like that they weren't putting in all of the effort that they should? Because so many times if there's a bad team, everybody wants to go, well, they're not giving 100% effort, even though they probably are. So how would you address that when you were playing?
Yeah, there's different types of leaders, right? And I think you know, maybe it was I was in a different time, but when we practice, that's when you'd settle your scores. You know, you get out and practice, and you know, say we had a skilled player that wasn't scoring goals or wasn't digging in or wasn't doing their job. That's when I would ride them pretty hard in practice. And likewise, you know, I think if I wasn't doing my job and I wasn't defending well, I think our skilled players would try to embarrass me and let me know about it, you know? And I think that's the great equalizer is accountability and accountability to your teammates. So I think, you know, if you mess up in a game, you have a bad game, that those things happen. But if it continues to happen, then you get on your teammates and you let them know and you say, and you play them hard. I think Sidney Crosby was one of the best at doing that, where he'd go out and if he didn't think you were playing well, he'd embarrass you in practice and make you work hard for it and keep you honest. And I think that's I think that's the ultimate checks and balances, is trying to be a good teammate and push your teammates when they need it.
Hal Gill is with us. So a tough one Saturday, falling to Arizona, being back after a 5-game road trip. I know some of the guys use the frustrating word. How do you use that frustration to your advantage and not let it just take over the team and have a negative effect?
Yeah, I think the frustration comes from not knowing how to win. I think the Preds right now are, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag. Sometimes it's the penalty kill. Sometimes it's a power play that lets them down. They are having a hard time scoring, and they go out and score 5 goals and lose 7-5. That's the frustrating part. I think if you have one thing that you're not doing well, you can focus on it in practice. But you know, the little mental errors that cost you points, that's the frustrating part. And I think that's when you know, going back to being a good teammate, you go out and you work through it, and there's no one, you know, the hard part is, you know, and I see the Titans going through it, like they're looking around for answers, and, you know, there's no one that's just going to come in and fix it for you. You got to grind, you got to dig in, you got to find a way, and you can't roll over on your teammates, but at the same time, you want to keep them honest. And so it's a balancing act of overreacting and kind of just letting it be, you know, hey, we're in a rough spell, and okay, we'll work through it. Well, no, you got to make it happen now. It's got to start right now. And, you know, I think that's where the frustration comes in, is, you know, there's just so many ways that the Preds are finding ways to lose. And that is infuriating, I'm sure, for a lot of these guys.
He smells great. He's handsome. He's fantastic. It's the wonderful Hal Gill. Hal, I had to read. Chase made me read that, so I'm sorry about that. I apologize, Hal, for Chase's negativity. Give me something positive on this hockey team currently.
Well, they just scored a bunch of goals. I like the way they – when they play the right way. And here's I think this is maybe the biggest thing that I'm seeing out of the team is when they do play the way they want to play, it's fast. And it's great hockey to watch. There's a lot of end-to-end action. But, you know, there's little holes in it. And I think until they figure out how to close up those holes and take care of the little things, the little details. And it's a young team. There's some younger players that are, you know, that are going to make mistakes, and you have to, you know, power through that until everyone comes around and figures out the system together. But I love the way they play when they're playing fast. It seems like Philip Forsberg is playing the way he can. And, you know, you look at his goals the other night, they're in the crease. They're in the top of the crease. They're in the hard areas to go to. And so if you try to take away Phil Forsberg going to the crease, then you're going to give him the perimeter. And we all know he's got the shot that he can make you pay from the perimeter. So I think seeing him and Ryan O'Reilly kind of dig in and set the tone as leaders and going to the net and getting rewarded for it, I think that's the biggest positive that I'm seeing right now. You know, you have a second line that – has contributed all year with Evangelista, Novak, and Sherwood. They seem to be contributing on the regular, and that's a huge sign. It's not they haven't been that streaky line. They've been pretty consistent, which for a younger group is a good thing to see. So now you just need that to trickle down through the team. But I think you take baby steps and you try to, you know, grease into it a little bit and get the bottom six to start contributing more often. And then, you know, don't forget, you're missing Ryan McDonough, one of the best defensemen. I think you get him back in the lineup and hopefully soon. And, you know, the defensive woes kind of go away with a good player like that. So there's some positives to look at. You get a little bit healthy, you get these guys to start firing on all cylinders. And then with that comes a confidence. And I think you're going to see, you know, maybe you get a win here, you battle through another win there, and then you get confidence. And then I think that's when a team that plays fast and plays confident is really tough to stop. So I know it's been a struggle the beginning of the season, but I think all these little hiccups are going to turn into, you know, you solve all those problems and then you go out and you compete and you start getting points.
You lose that tough game Saturday night 7-5 to Arizona. Do you expect a pissed off hockey team tonight? What kind of when they hit the ice tonight, what do you hope to see? What do you expect to see out of this hockey team?
Yeah, I think that leadership group is a little bit different than the leadership group we've seen in the past. You know, I think Ryan O'Reilly is you know, he wants to win, and he's not going to accept anything but wins. I Roman Josi, I feel like is getting into a spot in his career where, you know, he's been there, he's been so close, and to see it, you know, see the performances that they've had, I'm sure it pisses him off. These guys are going to be ready to go, and I think that's, you know, that everyone that they've changed around and brought into this lineup are guys that are going to be upset about losing. So I don't have any worries right now that this team isn't upset and doesn't take it to heart. I think they're just that kind of group. So I expect them to be. I'd be disappointed if they weren't pissed off. And don't forget, I thought they had a great start against Arizona. They came out flying, and so that's a good sign. They just couldn't extend it, and so I think you know, it's one or two plays that they kill momentum and take back that game over, but they should be really upset that they let that one slip, because they had the start that they wanted, and they're looking to do the same thing tonight and extend it.
Yes, indeed. We'll see how it all shakes out. Pre-game at 6, puck drop just after 7. Skillsy, appreciate it as always, my friend. Talk to you next week.
Take care, guys. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Hal Gill joining us, TV analyst, radio analyst, and always brought to you by Dunkin'. Get your dunks, as Hal would say, and always look forward to our conversations with him. We've got more coming here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, presented by Regal Realty Group, 102.5.
Whoa. We need input. We're done. What are you done with?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So our great segment, what are you done with? We're done with a lot of what's
got you
upset?
This is why we're a good partnership.
What are you done with? 615-737-1025. I got a good one. We want to hear from you. What are you done with? That's next.
Yeah, that is next. And a pair of tickets to see Tom Segura at Bridgestone Arena April 12th. Before you can buy them, tickets on sale Friday at 10. 615-737-1025. What are you done with? That's next. 1025-1063 The Game.